From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. We open our program with news from Iraq. We'll hear from a friend in Kurdistan, and we'll have a report on Iraqis who stubbornly reject sectarianism. We begin with news of the day. Six American soldiers died, and a truck bomb near a hospital claimed at least 17 Iraqi lives. 20 more Iraqis were killed in other attacks. NPR's Tom Bullock reports the day ended with an announcement of strict measures aimed at preventing more violence.
The Baghdad security plan began more than 6 weeks ago, but some of the troops promised by both the American and Iraqi governments have yet to arrive. So the top Iraqi general in Baghdad went on national TV to announce a dramatic step. No vehicles will be allowed in Baghdad tomorrow, the fourth anniversary of the fall of Saddam Hussein's statue in central Baghdad, an event many say marked the end of his regime. The Iraqi general said the intent is to prevent violence at any large gatherings commemorating Monday's anniversary. A small number of rallies are planned tomorrow. A protest in the holy city of Najaf, called by radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, will likely be the largest. Thousands of Iraqi Shiites have already descended on Najaf. Many are coming from Baghdad. The main road linking the two cities has been clogged with buses, cars, and pedestrians. Some are choosing to walk the roughly 100 miles to Najaf. Sadr himself is not expected to attend the protest. He rarely attends public events. But he is expected to issue a statement condemning what he calls the occupation of Iraq by U.S. troops. Today, Sadr called on Iraq security forces to stop fighting alongside American troops in the southern city of Diwaniya. Sadr's militia recently took control of Diwaniya. U.S. and Iraqi forces have been clashing with the Mehdi army there for the past 3 days, hoping to regain control of the city. Sadr has also asked Iraqis to hang the country's flag at their homes and businesses as a sign of unity among sects and ethnicities. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.